Lord, we bless you for this great day, first Sunday of the year. Lord, we appreciate you that we're all here to fellowship with you. We're all here to wait on you as you have said unto us. Lord, we give you all the glory. Thank you. Thank you for the table of blessings that you have set before us. Thank you for the table of your goodness. Thank you for your perfect will throughout 2020. Thank you for great and mighty things. We have started to experience it, Lord, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Lord, for the manifestation of your perfect will in every life in this church. Lord, we give all the glory. We say thank you for the sound of salvation and rejoicing that is heard in every household in this church. And it shall never cease, it shall never depart throughout 2020 and beyond. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you. Thank you for guiding us through your word. Thank you, Lord of Lords, for your spirit flowing into our hearts as we hear your word. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word, for I am but a child, Lord. Thank you for speaking through me. Thank you, Lord, that we are all hearers and doers of your word. Lord, we give all the glory for great and mighty things in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. We give God all the glory. Please, let's open once more to Psalm 65. And we are going to take it from verse 11 to 13. We thank God that today is our Holy Communion Day, first Holy Communion of the year, and we give God all the glory. And so we see that the Lord has set before you and I blessings throughout 2020, blessings of his will as represented and as a point of faith contact, the Holy Communion. And so let's read Psalm 65 from verse 11 to the end. Please, let's go. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing, amen. Let's take it again. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. We give God all the glory. This is our year the Lord is speaking about. He has crowned the year with his goodness for you and I. And as he is leading us, we are following him. His paths drop fatness for you and I to eat. We give God all the glory. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. So we are rejoicing every day on the face of the earth. We give God all the glory. It is always the sound of salvation and rejoicing that is heard in the tabernacle of the righteous, and it shall never depart in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 13 says, the pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. We shall never lack. And every aspect of our lives will increase as the flock. We give God all the glory. We will always have spiritual gift, emotional blessings, spiritual blessings, even physical, every area of our lives. Our lot in this life is blessed. We give God all the glory. This is you and I the Lord is speaking about. Please, let's open to Psalm 23, and we see the same thing, the blessing. As soon as you and I, we became born again, we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, the Lord had set before you and I the table of blessing as represented by Himself. He's the bread of life, and of course, He's the wine, the blood. He has prepared before you and I His glory. He has set Himself, His fullness, all that He is. And I tell you, His fullness contains His will. Every aspect of 2020, even before the foundation of the world, the Lord had set it for you and I, His sons. Remember, He will never withhold any good thing from His sons. So God loves to bless us with Himself. He loves for us to have all of Himself. And so you can see His goodness. He has crowned our year. He has crowned us with His goodness. In other words, He has set all that He is. For our God is good, and all His entirety is His goodness. He has set it upon us, and He has set it Himself before you and I. And we have to understand that the Lord loves to take care of His own. We belong to Him. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. That is the seal of ownership. We are known by the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So we belong to Him. And please, let's read Psalm 23. Please, let's go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, we see right from verse 1, as soon as we accepted Christ, He becomes our shepherd, leading us. We become the sheep of His flock, the sheep of His pasture, and He leads us, dropping fatness for you and I. We have His goodness on the inside of us, and His goodness upon us, and His goodness with us, and we drink of His goodness. And look at verse 3, He restoreth my soul. So we see the restoration of the soul spoken of. In other words, as believers, He will remove death from our soul and give life to our soul as we continue to hear the word of God. We have to see a great key, because the soul is what the enemy will attack with doubt. So it is important for us to understand that as we are waiting on God, as we heard the song this morning, as we wait on God, the Lord will also restore our soul. We are waiting together on Him now, and we have to also be waiting on Him daily. Prayer, studying the word of God at home, and I tell you, He will start to restore the soul. He will continue to restore the soul, removing death from the soul and giving life to the soul because of the word of God that we're hearing and praying daily. Remember, God and His word are one and the same, and He does nothing outside His word. So He will restore the soul of you and I. Our soul will no longer doubt after some time, because the word of God, the word of power, the word of the grace of life is working on our soul. Our soul will no longer be double-minded, because it is receiving life. Death is being removed from the soul. And we are what? we start to experience what the scripture calls the mind of Christ, or the mind of the Spirit, or sound mind. It is also called the saved soul. So we see restoration of the soul is linked with the table of blessing. If the soul is not being renewed, if the soul is not being worked on by God, it will hinder you and I from partaking of the goodness set before you and I. And so again, we see, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, in 2020 and beyond, we'll be walking through things, you know, news flying here and there, creating fear in the sons of men. But you and I, because our soul is being restored, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to walk on our soul, we will not be moved. Our soul will enjoy stability. It's part of the table of blessing. For I tell you, God and his word are one and the same. We have to understand that the table of blessing is the word of God. The bread of life, the wine, the word of God. If we are not hearing the word of God, we will not eat of the blessing. For the person who is said before you and I, goodness is also the word of himself. And so again, we see that the year crowned with his goodness, the goodness set before you and I, we will eat, we will partake of it as we continue to hear the word of God. And we have to understand that as the word of God is entering our heart, so also the goodness of God is entering our heart. For God and his word are one and the same. And as the word of God is entering our heart, it is also working on our soul at the same time together. So we see the verse, he restoreth my soul, going on and is linked together with thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So in the midst of the hardship of life, the table of blessing, the table of his goodness is set. The table of the glory of God, called Jesus Christ, the fullness of God, God in his entirety, is set before you and I to eat. How do we eat? Through the hearing of the word of God. We cannot receive truth in the heart if we are not hearing truth. We cannot have the manifestation of the mind of Christ, in other words, our soul being restored, if we are not hearing the word of God. Truth is put in the heart, and truth will also make the soul to become alive. Truth is with power. It will remove death. It will purge death from the soul as we're hearing the word of God. And we have to understand these things. So we see that the table of blessing is always there, no matter the situation on the face of the earth. God's table is set permanently before the sons of God. It is left to you and I to make the choice to be eating of that table, to partake of his glory, to drink of the river of his spirit, to eat of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, to receive the fullness of the Godhead that is in Christ bodily, is set before you and I. Everything God is set before you and I. In that, his goodness is his perfect will for you and I. And we have to understand that the hindrance to partaking and to receiving the manifestation of the will of God is the soul. The soul. The soul. And we have to understand the work of God. God wants our soul to be alive. And I tell you, when a soul is alive, it is the evidence that that person is partaking of the table of blessing. He has crowned our year with his goodness, but we have to eat. We have to receive by faith. The dead soul will hinder faith. The dead soul will make us to doubt. The dead soul will be double-minded. The dead soul will waver because that is its work. Death is manifest through the soul as doubt, wavering, and unbelief, and all those things. The complaint, the griping, is all the works of the soul. Is the dead soul working? But when the soul is being made alive, you will start to speak in line with the word of God. You will start to see things the way God sees them according to the word of God. You will start to know and receive the will of God in every situation of life. And I tell you, it is very good for you and I to keep looking into the word of God. And so, how do we receive, how do we eat the goodness of the Lord set before you and I? Please, let's open to Isaiah chapter 53. Before we look at that, please, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15, and we'll see that when we are hearing the word of God, we are being attentive, we come to church, we hear the word, we attend to the words being spoken, and when we are at home too, daily we carry our Bibles to read, we continue to wait on the Lord. I tell you, it is you and I partaking of that goodness set before you and I. Each one of us must eat. I can't eat for you. In fact, when I eat, I'm eating for myself. And when you eat, you are what? Eating for yourself. But I tell you, we must not have doubt. The mind must be out of the way. And when the mind is out of the way, we will continue to eat. Remember, the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And what? Lean not unto your own understanding. When the mind, the understanding of the mind is dead, unless through the word of God, it becomes alive, that dead mind, the understanding is darkened, and you to be thinking exactly as the enemy and the world does. But we need the understanding of Christ, also called the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit, the understanding of the Spirit, sound mind. And that is where we need the word of God. Please, let's read Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. Please, let's go. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Please, let's go again. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So again, we see that hearing the word of God, as we, by the Spirit of God, we understand and know the word of God, we are being fed with God, for God and his word are one and the same. We have to understand that the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the person of Christ, means we are what? partaking of him, eating, receiving him into our heart. Remember, God wants truth in the inward part, Psalm 51 verse 6. And God is truth. So when we know truth, who is truth? Jesus. When we are growing in the knowledge of him, we are having him, his fullness. The goodness of God is filling our heart and is also flowing to the soul to take care of the soul. So it is important for you to make an effort to be coming diligently to the congregation of the saints to hear the word of God. We all wait on him, and when we are waiting, we partake of the goodness of God. He has crowned the year with his goodness, but you have to eat of that goodness. And you cannot eat if you are not growing in the knowledge of God, if you are not understanding the person of Jesus. And how can you know? And how can you understand the person of Jesus if you are not hearing the word of God diligently, daily, with the right heart? We have to understand that he feeds us with the knowledge of himself and himself through the word of God that we are hearing and we understand and know by the Spirit of God. God and his word are what? One and the same. So the knowledge of the word of God is you and I partaking and receiving God into our inward part. And when we receive his goodness, in that his goodness is his perfect will for you and I throughout the year and beyond. We have to understand these things. Please, let's now look at Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1 to 3. So, we eat God as we know God. Simple. A season of breakthroughs, a season of jubilee is available in God. So, we have to keep knowing him, being fed with the knowledge of God, so that we receive God, his goodness. We eat him. We are fed God as we are fed the knowledge of God by his word. For God and his word are one and the same. Before we read Isaiah chapter 55, please let's look again at John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Don't let's assume that we know it. We have to keep all these things before our eyes. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Please let's go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And so again we see, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And so again, we see God and his Word are one and the same. And as we know truth, truth will fill our heart. We will partake of truth. Who is truth? Jesus Christ. It is not the flesh he dwelt in. It is the glory of God that he is, that we will eat of. We will be drinking of the river of the Spirit of Jesus. We will be partaking of his flesh, that spiritual flesh, the flesh of righteousness, as we hear the word of God, to know him with the right heart, the heart willing to have his will, the heart willing to obey him, the heart willing to know him so as to obey him. We give God all the glory. Now let's look at Isaiah chapter 55. So the table of blessing is always before you and I. We give God all the glory. As believers, immediately we came into his kingdom, the Scripture says he has prepared a table before us in the presence of the enemy. No matter the bad news flying around, that table of goodness, that table of good news, that table of good report is set before you and I in Christ Jesus. And we will eat of it no matter the situation on the face of the earth. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1 to 3. Please let's go. Hoy, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Amen and amen. So again, look at verse 2, the last three sentences or four sentences. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. See a great key. We eat as we hear the word of God. We eat that which is good, and also our soul partakes of the fatness of God because we hearken diligently unto the word of God daily. Look at verse 3. We incline our ear, we come near, we hear the word of God. We hear the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and our soul shall live. See a great key again. Eating of the goodness of God is linked with the soul being made alive, and we've seen it in Psalm 23. He restores the soul is linked with the table prepared before you and I to eat. So again, we see that if we are not hearing diligently the word of God, we will not receive the perfect will. We will not receive help. We will not receive the good things. He has plans for our lives. No matter the situation on the face of the earth, the scripture says all things work together for good to them that love him and that are called according to his plans and purposes. So no matter the news, the bad news, God's news says all things work together for good to them that love him and that are called according to his plans and purposes. So no matter the news flying around, it will not affect you and I. God created what we can see out of nothing. So God will help you and I on the face of the earth out of nothing. The same out of nothing. We have to understand these things. So this period that the Lord had spoken of does not depend on good news per se from the world. No, the good news is always of God according as it is written. Out of nothing, he created things. So out of nothing, he has made, even before the foundation of the world, this period of jubilee, this season then of good things for his own. He has made it, and it is so, and we will partake of it no matter the news from the world. We have to understand that the work of God does not depend on what the world is saying or what goes on in the world or what we see. No. We have to understand these things. And so again, we see that the soul has to be taken care of. We have to diligently be hearing the word of God. I tell you, the word of God is with strength. We have to understand that in the midst of the troubles of life, yes, he has prepared the table in the presence of the enemy. The enemy will speak negative things to the soul. The strength of God is made available to strengthen our soul as death is removed and to join the soul to the word of God. The word of God, the power of God will anchor the soul onto the word of promise so that our soul will not waver. Our soul will not be tossed to and fro by the news of the world. We have to understand those are the manifestations of the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ will not waver at every news from the world because the mind of Christ is anchored, fixed to the word of promise and is always thinking of the world. Of the word of promise. When the enemy throws his bad news, the soul that is anchored to the word of God is filled with hope, always looking to God, will not doubt. Such news will not make it to waver, for the soul is firmly fixed. The living soul now is firmly fixed to the word of God. That is what the Lord wants to do for you and I. So that we will no longer be double-minded. Our soul will not waver. And also, the Lord wants to help us to remember his word. When such bad news comes, the Holy Spirit, when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Holy Spirit will raise up what? A standard. What standard? The word of God to remind us of the promises of God. Those are things that the restored soul partake of. The restored soul will enjoy such things from God. The Holy Spirit will remind your soul, even as that soul is anchored to the word of God. And so again, we have to understand these things. It is by the power of God that we will not fear, we will not be apprehensive, we will not be anxious of the future. News will not create fear in us if the soul is being restored, if the soul is being renewed by the word of God. For the same word of God will anchor the soul to the word of God. The power that is available in the word of God will anchor the soul to the word of God. And as that soul continues to hear the word of God, that soul is being made alive. Death is being removed by the same power of God from the soul. And life, the life of the word of God is filling the soul. Power of God is filling the soul, joining the soul to the word of God. And when bad news comes, the same Holy Spirit will remind the soul of the word of promise so that the soul will not waver. The soul will not be tossed to and fro according to the bad news of the world. The soul will be stabilized by the word of God. We have to understand all these things. So partaking of the goodness of God is linked with restored soul. In other words, the manifestation of the mind of the Spirit, also called the mind of Christ, also called sound mind. The soul being saved from death is part of our blessings. We have to understand, but you and I have to help ourselves by looking into the Word of God daily. Looking into the Word of God daily. Please write these scriptures and you look at them. John chapter 14, verse 26. You see there that the Holy Spirit will remind us of the Word of God. It is there. Also write Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. We see there to not lean on our own understanding. It is the power of God that will help us not to lean on the understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. And then Hebrews chapter 6, verses 11 to 20. Note verse 18 to 19. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 5 to 6. And so we see there. And then write James chapter 1, verse 21, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 to 13. These deals with the Word of God working on our soul. Working on our soul. The Word of God working on our soul. Please let's open to Jeremiah chapter 31. And so we see God wants to help us as well to remove the hindrances of the soul so that we won't be thinking and doing things according to the world. If they are speaking doom, if the soul is not being restored, we will also speak doom too, rather than the word of promise, which is the blessings of God. So the Lord wants to restore our soul. It is part of our inheritance. But we have to allow him. He can't do anything without his word in our lives. And that is why we have to keep hearing the word of God. And we can't partake of God. We can't receive any help. We can't receive his goodness. He has crowned the year with his goodness. His perfect will, he has packaged them for you and I. But we cannot receive if the soul is doubting and speaking negative things. And of course, we need the Word of God. We can see that to eat the good things is also what is the fatness to the soul. So the heart and the soul, we have to allow God to do his work in us. Please let's read Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 11 to 14. Our God is good to his own. Jeremiah 31, 11 to 14. Please let's go. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat and for wine and for oil, and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. See a key. Satiated soul is also linked with what? Us being satisfied, being filled, receiving, partaking of his goodness. Our soul shall be as what? Watered garden. We are all priests of God. Don't forget that. Every believer, every born again is a priest and king. Revelation chapter 5 says so. We are all priests and kings. And so you see the promise to you and I. Our souls will be satiated, isn't it? He will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Verse 14. So that we may think, okay, if we think he's only just some special priest, he now put my people, so that we will not doubt that it is us, the priest. We are the priest of God, all of us. And we are the people of God. And so again, and we are the redeemed. You see, he has redeemed us. We give him all the glory, says verse 11. And then the wine, the goodness of God, is linked with wheat and wine and oil from the flinting rock, and the young of flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all, says verse 12. And so again, we see the joy. Verse 13 speaks of joy, dancing, rejoicing, for the Lord hath done great things for us, in which we are glad, says Psalm 126, verse 1 and 2. And verse 14 says, and I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. All through the word of God, by the word of God. Growing in the knowledge of God is very important. We have to understand these things. And please also write Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2, Proverbs 19, verse 8, Proverbs 14, verses 24 to 25, Proverbs chapter 10, verses 13 to 14, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, and Proverbs 22, verses 17 to 21. All these scriptures making us to understand that the knowledge of Christ is not just any knowledge. Knowledge of the Son of God. Knowledge of God the Son, according as he is written, is what the Lord is talking about. As we are knowing him through the hearing of the word, we will be eating him, and our soul is being restored, so that our soul will not waver. Our soul will not be like a sheep tossed to and fro by every news of the world, and we will start to react and go through reactions of the flesh, doing things according to the flesh. Those are the works of the dead soul. Our soul will start to do as Christ will do at every news. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. So please, let's give him all the glory. We thank God for his word, and we thank God for his understanding of what he expects us to be doing, not only in this year, but throughout our days on the face of the earth. We will never lack any good thing. We will never lack any help of God. That the table of his help is set before you and I. The table of his goodness is set before you and I. The table of his fatness for our soul is set before you and I. Throughout 2020, no matter the news, our soul will keep looking to God with hope. Our soul will keep waiting on God. Our soul will be enjoying the fatness of the house of God. Our soul will not doubt. Our soul will not waver. Our soul will not go into unbelief. Our soul will not be double-minded. He has restored our soul. We give God all the glory. Our soul will believe God. For we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of the Spirit. We are of sound mind. Our soul is alive. For we hear the word of God. And the word of God is life. And we receive strength into our soul to hope in God and to keep looking into the word of God. And we give God all the glory. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that this is our portion in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, for satiated souls, Lord. Thank you for joyful souls, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we receive the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls. Thank you for restoring our soul. Thank you for living souls, Lord. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory that our soul will agree throughout 2020 and beyond with your word. Thank you for reminding our souls of the word of promise. Thank you, Lord, that our souls, our living souls, is joined to the word of promise. Our souls will not waver, will not doubt anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. Our soul will grow in the knowledge of you. Our soul will be filled with the knowledge of you. We will know you. We will know your will, for our soul is alive. Lord, we give all the glory. We thank you for this great year. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that knowledge of Christ is prosperity and well-being in 2020 and beyond. Our soul will know you, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory. And our soul will walk in agreement with your word. This is a year of God's perfect will for us. Lord, we give all the glory. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.